AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and windy today with periods of rain, high 38. Winds diminishing tonight. There could be some clearing, colder, low 19. Tomorrow turning cloudy again with a shower in the afternoon, high 37. There could be an icy mix of sleet and freezing rain arriving tomorrow night. Thursday, a bit of morning snow, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 34. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams and your radio friend, WRJN.
Thank you, EA. It's lovely out there right now. Light snow in Kenosha, 38. Mixed precipitation at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 36 degrees. Light snow at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and 37. And here at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN, light rain creating a very slick surface. I almost tripped and broke my tuchus. It's foggy out, too. The wind is out of the south at 12 miles an hour. The wind chill index is 28. The dew point is 34 degrees. The relative humidity is 92%. And the barometric pressure is, it's falling at 29.53. It's coming up to 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. And good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin for a tremendous Tuesday. The only January 10th, 2017 in the history of humanity. Let us choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great day. Remarkable radio planned for you on this Tuesday the 10th. Let's kick it off in fine fashion. Here are the Fleetwood Mac people. You make love and fun on WRJN.
Thought-provoking, and a whole lot of other things, too. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, right here on WRJN.
A little radio gold, the power of gold. Dan Fogelberg and Tim Weisberg on your radio friend. It is 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, and greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable, icy package. Glenn Klein for a tremendous Tuesday morning. Got a tremendous program planned for you folks today. Coming up after the potentially award-winning newscast of the great Tom Carco at the bottom of the hour, we will be speaking with one of our wonderful members of the Power Rotation, writer and blogger Jen Schupek will be here. Love us some Jen. She's got a very interesting take on New Year's resolutions, and she just came off a vacation with her teenage children. And she writes a lot about being a mom and has a lot of wisdom and insight, and Juan will be sharing that with you coming up. Then, very well prepared here. Later on in studio, we're going to be talking with Kenosha author Patty Mason on her book Pepper Spray, author of Prepare, Protect, Practice, Action Steps for Women's Self-Defense. She will be here for the entire hour of community conversations. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll have our Tuesday Hour of Power, including our next installment of the Moments and Parallels in the History of the United States of America that led to what is going to be happening a week from Friday, the inauguration and the election of Donald John Trump. We literally started out in the time of pre-revolutionary America. And there's amazing parallels, amazing moments that literally led to this moment. Yesterday we talked about George H.W. Bush's presidency and some of the decisions that he made that came up in this last campaign. Today we'll be talking about William Jefferson Clinton, an oldie but a goodie. Slick Willie. And it will be done. I promise you it'll be all wrapped up by Inauguration Day. 1 week from Friday. The confirmation hearings are starting in D.C. today. The nominee for Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, will be there. For the first time, speaking of history, for the first time in American history, a sitting U.S. Senator, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, will testify against another sitting U.S. Senator, Jeff Sessions, on why he should not be allowed to be Attorney General. Cory Booker is an African American, of course. Jeff Sessions, a very checkered past, let's say, regarding things like civil rights, LGBTQ rights, laws that were passed, the Matthew Shepard law he fought against. There should be some pretty good fireworks, but it's fruitless. I mean, the Democrats will make their political point, but it's fruitless. Because thanks to good old Harry Reid, the now retired senator from the great state of Nevada, the Republicans, who are now in the majority and have been for the last couple of cycles in the U.S. Senate, they don't need 60 votes anymore. You used to need 60 votes to get a nominee passed the Senate in their advice and consent role constitutionally. But Harry Reid changed it. Now you just need 51. And the Republicans have a majority of 52 to 48. And then there's this guy who's going to be the vice president, Mike Pence, the current governor of Indiana. I wonder if he stepped down. He must have stepped down already. The former governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, and he would break any tie anyway. Unless something untoward happens with any of these nominees, they're all going to get passed. That's the nature of the current regime in Washington. The Republicans have united government. And it would do the Democrats and the country well for them to accept that fact and figure out a way back. I have been doing my level best, both on this quality radio station and via social networking, to get the progressive and democratic beautiful humans to get a grip. Because if there's one thing I know, as a man that has walked the planet now for over 57 years and has done a significant amount of life coaching, and has struggled myself in many ways, if you want to make change, something has got to change. To do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's insane. And that's what we're seeing in the response of the left. Donald Trump is a very strange man. We know this. But a lot of people voted for him. Tens of millions of our fellow Americans voted for this guy. A lot of people that I know voted for him. I didn't. I couldn't vote for Donald Trump. Couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I voted for a credible candidate, a likable candidate, who made a couple of bonehead moves during the campaign, the former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. A guy who respects people and stuff and doesn't lie over and over and over again and caught lying. So I can look at this somewhat objectively. And in the same way that to do things the same over and over again, expecting different results is insane, that is just self-evident. Everybody knows that. Here's another thing I know. Competition is what has made this country great. And what makes anybody great? There's a competitive element in everything in life. If you are a person that wants to transform your life, there's even a competitive element within oneself. There's part of us that just wants to be a lazy slug and not do anything. And then there's part of us that wants to move things forward. And the question is, who is going to win? It's like the classic proverbial angel on one shoulder and the devil on another. I feel a Bobby V song coming on. Who's going to win? And what do you do when you don't win?
when the Ricketts family bought the Cubs many years ago now, they said, you know what? We've got to do this differently. This hasn't been working for a century. And so they rebuild. And they suffered. But they had a plan. What is the plan the Democrats have? Barack Obama is going to be their savior again, staying involved? This cult of personality that every so often the Democrats have a charismatic candidate nationally, like Bill Clinton or Barack Obama? The Democrats have a very short bench. Who's their savior going to be? Elizabeth Warren, for God's sakes? So what do? They take a shellacking, not just in the presidential race. This was the Democrats' opportunity to take back the Senate. The Republicans were defending so many Senate seats in 2016, and they did not do it with Donald Trump at the head of the ticket. Now the Democrats have 10 seats in the 2018 midterms in states where Donald Trump won. So what do? The first moment that they could make an adjustment and say, okay, we tried this, it doesn't work. We love you, Nancy Pelosi, but it's time to go. We've got this guy, Tim Ryan, from Youngstown, Ohio, from a working class, Rust Belt, sharp guy, cuts a good jib, articulate, progressive, but understands that things have to change. And who do they vote for? The San Francisco liberal, Nancy Pelosi. Ain't going to work. I have done my absolute best to convince my liberal and progressive and Democratic friends that things like what Meryl Streep did on Sunday night at the Golden Globes is counterproductive to what they want to do. Because she's torquing off half the voting block. Yesterday on Community Conversations, we had our friend Corey Mason, the good Democrat from the mighty 66th District, the Assemblyman. And I made an appeal to Corey. Here's how that sounded yesterday on Community Conversations.
He hasn't talked about getting rid of all foreigners. He has gone further than anybody that I can remember in my lifetime to say that we should perhaps have a registry and keep out all Muslims, and talked about massive deportations of Latinos.
No, he didn't say that. See, there it is.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He has.
No, he didn't. He did not say massive deportation of Latinos. See, well, that was yesterday. Corey Mason's a really good guy and a really sharp dude. Donald Trump, as wretched as a campaign that he ran, and it was really bad. It was a winning campaign, but that didn't make it unifying. As bad as that was, as bad as some of the proposals and his behavior were, he never said ever that he was going to try to deport all Latinos. So I'm done. I am done trying to convince the progressive, beautiful humans to make a change. Now what we're going to do, we're going to move in a new phase on this quality broadcast. Now I'm going to articulate ways for both people on the left and the right and in the vast center how to cope with this massive change that is coming on January 20th. Because as God made little green apples, change is a-coming.
If you listen to WRJN in Racine, tune to 99.9 FM.
It's 9:30, and it is time for another potentially award-winning newscast from the great Tom Carco in 30 seconds.
If you're a business, you know about the bees. Banners, brochures, binders, the list goes on and on.
With periods of rain, high 38, winds diminishing tonight, there could be some clearing, colder, low 19. Tomorrow turning cloudy again with a shower in the afternoon, high 37. There could be an icy mix of sleet and freezing rain arriving tomorrow night. Thursday, a bit of morning snow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high 34. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams and your radio friend, WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, the temperature is 38 degrees, 37 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, 36 in Racine. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
It's icy out there, though, man.
Yeah.
I just about broke my tuchus on the way into the station. I mean, I literally, you couldn't walk.
Yep.
I understand.
Got to be careful out there, folks. Mm-hmm. How many bottles are they going to be producing a year?
Well, if you go by what this chief executive says, it's going to add, like he says, 42 million bottles a year to the total production.
That's incredible.
Well, they're running like a 24/7 operation out there, apparently.
That's a lot of spotted cow.
Yes, it is.
Holy moly.
And how much are you going to be contributing to that?
I don't do a lot of beer.
Okay.
I like a beer with a brat
mm-hmm.
on occasion. I like to boil my beers in brats. I mean, boil my brats in beer or whatever. But they only sell in Wisconsin.
Hey.
That's a lot of brew.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Speaking of brats.
Yes, sir.
A week from today, Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruiser will be in studio.
Cooking brats?
He will not be.
I don't think that passed the code.
He will be eating brats.
Ah.
Please make a note of it, sir, not to bring your lunch, because Danny's Meats and Catering is catering the brats in for my payoff to County Executive Jim Kruiser from Kenosha from the big Thursday night Packers-Bears game where I bet him a bratwurst. I took the Bears. He took the Packers. He won.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the old studio will be smelling like onions for sure. Maybe a little kraut. What do you like on your brat?
Not much.
Put a lot of hot mustard on there?
Not hot mustard, no. Thank you.
No hot mustard for
no,
you?
No. Just general stuff.
I like onions, pickle, little kraut.
That's okay.
Hot mustard.
Trust me, the smell is going to be a lot better than it has been in decades past there.
Why is that?
In that room.
Why?
We had guys on the staff that used to smoke quite a bit when you could do that.
Is that why the carpeting on the walls is kind of beige
brown?
No, that's
not it.
Oh, that's not it?
No, that's not always been there.
Deluxe. I wish they would still allow smoking in the studio. I'd like to smoke a cigar. I used to when I had my show in Tampa.
Well.
I used to do a cigar segment.
Well.
It was fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Rush Limbaugh gets to smoke a cigar on his show still.
Mm-hmm. Not going there.
Okay.
Don't try.
Well, and Jordy Nelson, he still might play for the Packers.
Well,
this Sunday.
He really got hit.
He
bad.
Got banged up, man. And by the way, you were correct. I confirmed yesterday with the Hammer, Mike MC Hammer Clemens, that you cannot lead at any part of the opposing player's body with your helmet. You were correct.
They probably allow it more than they should with running backs because of the circumstances, but things like receivers, situations like that, is wide open. That's it. Qualifies as a defenseless receiver. Plus, he was definitely leading with the helmet.
Yeah, he got just absolutely nailed in the ribs. Ribs are sore, man. When you get a cracked rib or a broken rib, ooh.
Well, Mike was saying that when he fell down, remember last year at the Packers camp, he was just bruised his ribs.
Oh, that's right.
He was complaining about that.
Mike got a rib injury.
Yeah.
Well, he's a gamer.
And they offered him no help.
No, no settlement either.
They laughed, probably.
Well, let's see what else is happening in the world of sports, and then we will be joined by writer, blogger Jen Schupeck as community conversations continue right here on Your Radio Friend.
Whether you learn to drive a tractor sitting on your grandfather's lap, or you're still a bit greener than your thumb, you know that on the